This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Aaron is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, John, did you know that that we have a new listen line? Really works very, very well. It's on a reservation, and what's really neat about it is it goes right through. I called it, no commercials. Boom, you're right there. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Repeat. 605-477-3249. And that's just for us, USAPrepares.com. So, Captain John Reagan, where would you like to start today? I'm at the financial state, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I'm at the news tab, and you have a really full class for us today. Where would you like to start?
Oh, boy. Let's go ahead and start with running the numbers. And you can see by the length of this post, that's where a lot of my week went. And I had tried to talk about this on the air the first hour Larry was on Tuesday, and it just didn't work out well. So I put this together, and it's you know, we need to kind of treat this like the financial state of the union. It's not the numbers so much, because we don't understand those numbers. It's what the numbers mean. And what I've done here is make it to where you can go in, you've got the sources for the numbers, you can check my numbers, you can check my math, and I can tell you this, with the Financial State of the Union, it's been published for almost 2 years, and I have yet to have a person tell me that the numbers or the math in it is wrong. So,
well, not only that, John, you have yet to get a complaint.
And I'm kind of shocked at that. I was expecting a lot more flack. But I put this together because if you're going to go to a governor and tell him that all he's got to do is keep the money in the state that would have gone to Washington, this is what the governor is going to show you. And if you have no rebuttal for this, you're going to be dead in the water. So, I'm also want to say, you know, I'm not doubting any of Larry Nichols' experience and knowledge. He was a presidential insider. When I went to the D.C. cesspool almost 30 years ago, I was just a captain working in the basement of the Pentagon. I was working on the nuclear planning system. When I left in early 88, I had my MBA, but even at that point, I still thought that the Federal Reserve was part of the federal government. So So I've learned a lot over the years, and I know there's things that I don't know. But when Larry comes in and tells us that, you know, all the governor has to do is withhold the funds, that's not the picture I'm getting, and I'm going to break this down both in, say it was just partial, say highway funds, or what it means if it's all the federal funds. And there ends up being a couple of possibilities here. Because we've got the financial report of the United States. We got the CAFRs from the states, and that's their comprehensive annual financial report. When I say CAFR, that's just what they're called. There's thousands of governmental entities in the United States, and when it's below the federal level, that's what they're called. So if there are these funds going to D.C., I'm going to show that they're not being accounted for, which would make for a big conspiracy. And if, you know, I can't put that aside, but if it is true, there's a lot of players involved. Otherwise, what the governor's going to do is come back and show you that they are getting, and this varies a little bit depending on the state, about 40% of their income from the federal government. And in order to make up a 40% loss, you would have to raise all your other sources of income, which are not just taxes, you know, penalties, fines, rents, everything across the board. You'd have to raise it by 66% to make up the difference. Now, on the other hand, if the state is sending this money to the government, and I'll get into the details of this later, but basically I took the large state of Texas and a small state, New Mexico, averaged those and multiplied by some by 25 to get, you know, a rough guesstimate for the 50 states. It works out to about $1 trillion a year that the federal government would be receiving. The problem is I've got no record in the state CAFRs that that money's being collected or sent out, nor do I see that money being collected by the federal government. And that's why I say it would be a big conspiracy, and just imagine what the federal government could do with a slush fund of $1 trillion a year. And like I say, I wouldn't put it past them, but we need some more evidence. I'll start off with a wiki article, and if you look at the post I made running the numbers, and you've got the standard settings on your computer, you'll see hyperlinks in blue that will take you to where I'm referring. And this wiki article talks about, in total, the federal government gets a bit over $3 trillion a year. That's, you know, confirmed multiple places, including the financial report of the United States. And they say there's $2.7 trillion going to the states. And that includes everything that's going to something in the state, whether it's Social Security recipients, you know, these FEMA loans for disasters, contracts to businesses, everything that's going to the state. It does not include things like interest on the debt, things going on overseas, including military. So, yeah, it makes it tough to tie it all together, but we're we don't necessarily need to do that. There's a couple of notes. There's a column showing what's received from each state and a column showing what's going to each state. And there's a note. Note 6 takes us to a spreadsheet from the IRS. Note 7 takes us to another government website, which is really neat. It shows where the money goes, and you click on the spending map, then you can start drilling down a bit. And in fact, if you really want to do some research, they offer the data for download where you can take it and manipulate it yourself to come up with what you're looking for. Well, this, what we see as income from the federal government, the biggest chunk is from personal income taxes and the payroll taxes of Social Security and Medicare. The next largest, which is about a tenth of what we get from the personal side, is corporate taxes. And then there's a minuscule amount that's made up with estate taxes, gift taxes, excise taxes, and that's what's on the IRS spreadsheet. When you go into the financial report of the United States, there's some other minor sources like customs duties, but it still works out to there's just a bit over $3 trillion a year, and none of that is coming directly from the state, with the exception of state employees with the what they're sending in, you know, the withholding for the payroll of state workers, the Social Security and Medicare taxes, as well as the federal unemployment tax. And that's all we see accounted for as income. When we look at the states, if you go to that website and you go to where the map is and you want to select FY 2014, because we're working with that fiscal year to keep the numbers pretty much in the right place, then if we select 2014 and hit go, that's where we see the $147 billion, which is what we read about in that Wiki article. So we see things are tying. And then what I'm going to do, and I see we're getting ready to go into the break, is that I'm going to use Texas as an example. It has one of the easier-to-read CAFRs. And we'll be working off page 40 there if you want to get set for following along. But basically what we're going to see is just what comes where, what goes where. And Texas is at least one of those where they've raised more in taxes than what they get from the federal government.
Captain John Reagan's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. John's talking about the numbers. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes after these few short commercial announcements. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson on placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. And he's going through the numbers. And, John, please continue. We've got till the bottom of the hour to get this done.
And I apologize for having to talk about accounting on the radio. It's tough enough to do in person. It's not fun. And but like I say, if you're going to present to a governor that he can just withhold funds and be okay, this is what you're going to see. And like I say, if you don't have a rebuttal, you're not going anywhere. And what I've established so far is we've seen where the federal government is showing $3 trillion a year in income and very, very little of that, perhaps a few million dollars, maybe up to a few billion, is received from the state. And even those funds are coming from primarily payroll sources. Well, when we look at Texas, and, you know, but they make these CAFRs tough to read. I, you know, if you look at my transcript when I went back to get my master's in finance, I also took a senior level accounting course called governmental and nonprofit accounting. And I was kind of looking forward to the CAFR section because I've been following this guy that I, you know, found on the internet years ago that comes on and say how that we can eliminate taxes because there's so much money being held by all these entities, and it's all in the CAFRs. And I was looking at exposing that and you know, teaching all these other accounting majors out there what reality was. And what I found when I got into the CAFRs was not a wealth of assets. It was a wealth of debt. because even though they do have a lot of investments in there, what they've promised is so much more that they don't have enough to cover it. So what we're seeing here, things are split up. We have what's called the general fund, which is what most people think when they think about government. It's the main government operations. And then there's also a total, which takes into account all the other funds, and we can go crazy just trying to keep up with all the different funds. But the primary and the largest is the general fund. In Texas, that's a little over $90 billion, and just under half comes from taxes, and about a third comes from, a little over a third, 39% comes from the federal government. In total, we see that we get practically 40%, just talking around numbers, or $40 trillion for a percent of 36%. If the state were to lose all federal funds, because it's under that 40% I talked about, they don't have to raise all the other revenue by 58% to make up the difference. I also give the page where you can look at the assets and liabilities for those that are used to corporate accounting. We see the receivables, what is owed to the state by the federal government, came in at $850-some million. And the way that works, that's just a snapshot. We don't get to see what that is over a year. On the payable side, we see federal liabilities of $1.9 million. So it's we don't see a large amount owed to the feds. We do see a large amount that the feds owe the state. Well, that's looking at on a whole. But what if you're playing this game where, say, just the federal highway funds would be withheld? Well, we see that for the highway funds, $3.4 million coming in. It's the largest single revenue item for the highway fund. That's 45% of highway funds, but it's less than 10% of total federal funding. 3% of revenue, and to make up that 3% loss, revenue had decreased almost 5%. And we'll take a further look when we get back.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and he's talking about the numbers. And a little difficult to follow on the air, but he's trying. And we're trying. It's USAPrepares.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas Brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and he's going through the numbers. And we also have a whole bunch of other things to talk about today. We're going to be talking about the West Point cadets. We're going to be talking about, you know, Barry's got 500 days left, and we'll be talking about hydraulic failures. John, back to you.
And I've got uplifting things like Fukushima.
You know, John, that is something that we absolutely positively need to cover, and I'd like to talk about the weather-related impacts of Fukushima. So, back to you.
And you're finding out what kind of fun I used to be to work with. Only most of those were dealing with computer projects, and it's not like I was trying to cause problems. It's, hey, there's an issue here. How do we solve it? Type thing. And that's mm-hmm. what I'm trying to do here. And so what I've shown here is that for Texas, we've got a large chunk of income coming in from the feds. We're looking at all the other sources, and there's a web page that it's about halfway down the post, and the hyperlink in blue says this web page, which goes to texastransparency.org and breaks down the sources of revenue. And you get to see things like the largest amount of tax for the state comes from sales tax. That's just over a quarter of all revenue collected. But the largest source by line item is federal income, which is almost a third of income. And if you wanted to replace all of federal income just with the sales tax, you'd have to more than double the state sales tax to make up for it. And that's the kind of issue we're looking at. But let's just say, what if it's you're dealing with bits and pieces at a time, and you're looking at, say, the highway fund. Well, in the highway fund, we've got a good deal of the highway fund comes from the feds, but overall, it's about 3% of the state's income. So to make up for that, they'd have to raise taxes about 5%. Now, Larry had also talked about a couple of sources, the gasoline tax and the rainy day fund. Well, when we look at the CAFR, we see the motor fuels taxes coming in at $3.33 billion. Again, that's about 3% of total revenue, but it's just a fraction of the $34 billion that we get from the feds. Then there's the rainy day fund, and I've got a link for that. It's called the Economic Stabilization Fund, or ESF. In 2014, we saw about $2.5 billion transferred in and $2 billion transferred out, giving a balance of $6.7 billion. So if Texas lost all federal funding, this ESF would make up for less than 17% of the loss. And either way you look at it, the $3 billion in fuels taxes, a couple of billion from the rainy day fund, $5 billion is still just a fraction of what Texas is receiving from the federal government. Then there's another thing to consider. We're only talking about the state of Texas. That's the government of the state of Texas. Texas has 254 counties. Each county has a county seat. Each county is going to probably have at least one school district. I know here in Dallas, besides Dallas ISD, you've got DeSoto ISD, Lancaster ISD, Mesquite ISD, Garland ISD, Farmers Branch ISD, and I don't even know how many school districts there are just in this county. We've also got other cities, water districts, metro transit areas, I don't even know how many government entities we have, but suffice to say there's thousands in Texas, and I'd say at least 1,000 of them have to receive some kind of federal funding. So if you are going to go to battle with the federal government, the questions you have to raise is, would the Fed just cut off funding to the state government, or would they cut off funding to the state, which would affect these other 1,000 entities as well? And that would be an even larger impact than what we've talked about. I also give you a link to New Mexico. They're actually in worse shape than Texas. And I looked, it was like 10 years ago, they used to collect more in taxes from the state than they received in federal funds. Now that's reversed. They now receive more in federal funds than they collect in taxes from the state. And I know there's a number of states that have gone that way. So that's kind of a big hammer that the feds hold over a state. And I just detail in there how I came up with $1 trillion a year that, you know, based on Texas and New Mexico, it's an average of something over $20 billion a year that would have to be sent into the feds in order to receive back, times 25 to get to 50 states. That's roughly $1 trillion. And to try and compare this to some things that I know go on in the federal government, there's a lot of black ops projects that go on, and we do have to pay for those, but they are typically hidden somewhere within some other funding group. So when you look at the accounting of it, we can see the revenue, we can see the expenses, and we can see the debt that we've grown, but we don't necessarily see exactly where the money went to. And one of the examples of that, we can look back to September 10th, 2001, when the Secretary of Defense got up and said, and I don't remember the number, it was $1 trillion or $2 trillion, whatever it was a large number, that the DOD can't account for. And unfortunately, on September 11th, something hit that part of the Pentagon where those computers were, and we'll never know anything close to where that money went. So, on the one hand, the money technically was accounted for because we know it was spent. The problem is we don't know what it was spent on. Operationally with black projects, those things compartmentalize. So, you know, the individual people don't know what they're working on, but the projects, are still in operations. So, the point being is that there is this $1 trillion coming into the federal government. What's having to be done to hide that? Because it's not reflected as income in the financial report of the United States. We're not seeing it as income in the state CAFRs. We're not seeing it as an expense in the state CAFRs. These are audited financial reports, so the auditing firms should be involved. And, of course, we have to transfer funds through banks, and that means the banks would be involved. Of course, we know the banks also, you know, launder drug money for the feds. So, you know, you can't put this past, you know, being impossible. I'm just saying it's not in the financial reports. So if there is a $1 trillion slush fund, this is a big conspiracy, and I'd love to see it exposed. I don't see how that can be done. I know a lot of spending out there is on things that you know, we find repugnant, but they still have to pay the money, and that's either raised by taxes or borrowing, and we know how well they've accomplished borrowing to the tune of nearly $20 trillion and promises for hundreds of trillions more. But states are a little different issue. States can't print money. They have limited borrowing options. They have to issue bonds, and a lot of times those have to be approved by the voters. And even just losing highway funds, having to raise taxes 5%, that would be pretty significant for any state. If you're talking about all federal funds, that's, you know, pretty catastrophic, and even in somewhere in between. I didn't talk about health and human services, which are things like food, medical, and housing, which is a much larger amount than the federal highway funds are. So, point being is that if you want to bring this up to the governor, the governor is going to show you these financial reports, and it's going to be up to you to counter it. And I don't have an answer for that, because everything I see doesn't allow for that amount of money to be passed around. another issue.
Explanation, John, sure. One explanation may be that it's hidden. It absolutely is hidden, and we would not be able to uncover it. I've got a question for you. We were talking about the things that are hidden from us. We're talking, you and I have talked for years about people being concerned. And one thing that I noticed over the weekend, and just as a small signal that people are concerned, is, well, in June, we had record gun background checks. 1.5 million. In July, 1.6 million. August, 1.7 million. The numbers keep going up. John, wouldn't that indicate to you concern about all the threats that are around us and distrust of the media and distrust of the government? Isn't that what that indicates?
Oh, but we have such a loving government.
John, when we come back, can we take a minute and talk about West Point?
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why? Keep it. Oh God, you're.
Take my.
When you go
to the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. John, you know, back, we have evidence as far back as 1897 that at West Point there was something like this pillow fight that that just occurred. And what happens is the cadets decide that the cadets have a pillow fight, and it's allegedly a bonding event. Well, so who attended West Point, the top shelf of the U.S. Army? Well, Dwight David Eisenhower, Douglas MacArthur, Ulysses S. Grant. Anyway, so there was this pillow fight, and it's pillowcases and pillows. Well, in 2012, a cadet put a what was called a lockbox in a pillowcase, and so this is kind of like a pillow fight, except one of the pillowcases had a lockbox, and it's kind of like a think of it like a small safe, I guess, and getting hit with that caused some injuries. So the next year the pillow fight was canceled. Well, this year we had some more injuries. We had some 30 students injured in the annual pillow fight. It became pretty violent. So what happened? Well, broken bones. Ambulances took cadets away, and this is all as reported by the Daily Mail. It went pretty violent. 30 students were wounded, broken leg. Then we had what happened was allegedly some of these cadets put helmets into their pillowcases and caused serious injuries. This is West Point. Now, the comments are, well, you know, these are the guys that are going to be our warriors. Well, I mentioned Dwight David Eisenhower, Ulysses S. Grant, Douglas MacArthur. Well, Dwight David Eisenhower and Douglas MacArthur were involved in the attack on U.S. veterans from the Bonus Army of World War I. Yeah. They came in with the cavalry and some of the World War One veterans were killed at the hands of Dwight David Eisenhower and Douglas MacArthur. And I submit to you that this pillow fight, you know, if you have a pillow fight and you have an honor code and you have rules, and then you violate the rules, I think these warriors in training should be dismissed. I think they should not be allowed to have a degree from West Point. And I think all the rights and privileges should be stripped from them. And I think our Congress critters who nominate these guys for a free ride to learn how to be warriors should research a little better the character and the integrity of those candidates that they nominate for this prestigious ride through West Point. John, what do you think?
We might be looking at this the wrong way. I think they're showing the same exemplary judgment that a former Secretary of State did by using a private email server and running classified information through it. So we may say that these cadets may well be qualified to run for president.
That, you know, that is my concern. My concern is that if they have a pillow fight, it's a pillow fight. It's not a pillowcase stuffed with a hidden helmet that you bash, you know, the skulls and ribs and legs of. Now, who would they be bashing? That would be their fellow classmen and friends, right? It's absolutely outrageous. And if you wonder why Americans are looked at as ugly Americans, there's just one more shining example. One more shining example of who we are and how far we have fallen. And you wonder why the police are out of control? It's just the same thing. More of the same. John Reagan, I'll be right back right after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. We can talk about so many things, including self-driving cars and how to disable them. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then ExtendoVite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why ExtendoVite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.